In the past, Kanye West has said that he thinks strip clubs are a form of sex trafficking. That is what he said. So, okay. Yeah, so when he was out there doing his Sunday services, and, you know, he had that whole album out, it was when Kanye decided that he was going to walk the way of Jesus, and remember, he was going to not curse anymore and not drink, and he had had a quote-unquote sex addiction, which, you know, I think is bullshit, but he had a sex addiction in the past, all that stuff in the past, becoming very, very religious. He put an album out and would do these Sunday services. So one of them that he did with Joel Osteen, who is like a, he's a well-known pastor who does one of those televised...
Evangelist,
yeah, who does like a televised show.
Mm.
So Kanye's up there, and I don't even know why Joel Osteen thought that having Kanye was a good idea, but it happened. So, while Kanye was up there, he was talking about how strip clubs are for sex trafficking.
It's going to compare to places that you're in life where people tell you to quiet your voice and not talk about Jesus, you know, so loud, but everything else is so loud around us. When I'm in California, when I'm in Vegas, they got posters up advertising, you know, sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's an advertisement for a strip club, that is advertising sex trafficking, because at the end of the night, when they close up, the manager says, how much traffic do we have?
That's not the same thing.
that
doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
That's not even...
So
people aren't even agreeing. Dude, that didn't make any sense.
If they're confused. Yeah.
A man that's going through things with his family or going through things at work and he feels he has to go there. We all end up participating, whether it's the spirits that get advertised
to us. Wait, listen to this logic.
Alcohol is, they call it a spirit.
See, alcohol is a spirit.
So we get constant advertising.
So you have spirits that are haunting you. I'm just saying. That's his logic.
Okay.
For spirits. We get constant advertisement for strip clubs and other things like that. But then we bring up the name of...
I haven't seen one in a decade.
Jesus was told to be quiet. Quiet that down.
He's saying that they advertise strip clubs, but if you bring up Jesus, they tell you to quiet down.
Even
those things
for
have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. Nobody tells you to be quiet when you talk about Jesus, and the people that you're advertising strip clubs to, that's a separate conversation. That's like my saying, you know, every time I walk the dog, nobody hands me money. Right? Why would they? I'm walking a dog. Why would anybody hand me money while I was walking a dog? Those two things don't go together. It doesn't make any sense. But yet, poor Joel Osteen, I got to tell you, I feel bad for him having to stand there and listen to this and pretend like Austin has his phone in his hand, because you know that he's just like, I got to text somebody and be like, what the hell? But
well,
yeah,
so I think both of them need to pick up a Bible and see that Jesus washed the feet of prostitutes.
Right.
Professing God.
And he welcomed everybody. No matter their profession or what they did, or
God, and saying this is going to be a God.
That was a famous story in the Bible.
The devil's going to come.
Probably
and
one of the best known stories in the Bible.
Right.
He
but remember. So Kanye's standing there, and it says Jesus is King behind him. I think that was the name of his album or his and
or
one
a
of the
song
songs.
Or something.
Yeah. So all this is for Kanye. I got enough of this. You can let this go. All this is for Kanye is an opportunity to promote his new album. That's all that was, is that his angle is Jesus. He went to where people believe in Jesus, as if people that worship the same way as Joel Osteen are going to buy Kanye's album.
That's
the crazy part.
Yeah, they might.
I doubt it. The whole thing was really weird. It was just it was an opportunity to promote his album. But so that was his philosophy on strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got the background now. Cut to, here's the story from today. A strip club bartender said that she experienced all of that firsthand because she is a bartender at a strip club in Los Angeles. And who came in? Kanye.
No.
Kanye sat there at the bar with her, ready for this, for 4 hours. He sat there at a strip club talking to the bartender for 4 hours, pretty much talking about everything you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She got on TikTok and she was explaining that her club gets a lot of rappers and athletes and people that just want to show up and, you know, do things for Instagram, but not Kanye. He didn't order anything to drink. He just got water on the rocks and he sat there for 4 hours telling her his beliefs.
What happens when you don't have a job and you don't have anything to do?
Where he descended from how he believed in a true descendant of his creator, how strip clubs are places for sex trafficking. And I guess once they were done, once he was finally done talking for 4 hours, he left her a $15,000 tip.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean? That is not enough. $15,000 to listen to that bullshit for 4 hours? No. That's not enough money.
That's a lot of money. That's like $1,000 an hour. That's a lot of money.
It's more than $1,000. Okay, $1,000 an hour would be $4,000.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This was $15,000.
Okay, it was $20,000 an hour. So he paid her well. No, that's fine if he goes there and he tries to convert people into believing in what he believes in. That's a good thing to do.
But that's not... Okay. Why does he assume because a woman is a bartender at a strip club that somehow she needs to be saved? Maybe she's very religious. The fact that she's a bartender, the fact that she works at a strip club for a living. Do you know that before I got into radio, before I got my very first radio job, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I had tried several things. I was a playwright, an actress, wasn't going great. I needed money. Two of my best friends worked at strip clubs. One of them was a stripper. The other was a bartender at the strip club. The bartender at the strip club was like, "We're hiring."
Oh, no.
I went in. And I got a job.
No.
Yes, I got a job as a bartender at a strip club.
No.
And my outfit that I had to wear a white teddy lace heel. You dress. I mean, you can cover up a little bit more, but it's a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be hot behind the bar. Remember, I was like 19 or 20 at the time. And I think I was supposed to start the strip club on a Tuesday. Friday, I got a call from my very first radio job telling me they were hiring me.
It's funny. You went from making $500 a night to $500 a month.
It's true.
You made a good lateral move. You did.
Well, you know, I made the right move just because at least in radio, I had a future.
Right.
You know, you age out of being a strip club bartender very quickly. So, yeah.
No, but you made the right move, but financially, you didn't make the right move.
Well, no, not financially. I probably didn't. You're right. But it's interesting that this girl is a bartender who happens to work at a strip club, and Kanye felt the need. And let me tell you something. As I bartended for many, many years before I ended up at the strip club, as a bartender, that's your job. You sit there and listen to people feed you their BS for hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what you're... What else are you doing? You're serving drinks and you're listening to people. You're like, you know, you're half a therapist there.
He's keeping you company, at least.
Yeah, keeping you company. You're keeping him company. So I don't know who he thought he was helping.
4 hours. That's a long time at a strip club.
Long time for somebody who hates strip clubs.
Yeah. I don't think you hate strip clubs that much if you're spending 4 hours there. Okay, so you got a $2 million apartment tour.
Let me tell you who this girl is. There's a girl named Nicole Sanchez, and she's sort of like a TikTok influencer, right? And she made herself famous-ish by she was supporting Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But except her thing is, because remember, she's like a progressive. She had this song where she says, like, whenever you say boomer, okay, boomer. And that was the song. People who know TikTok, they know the OK Boomer song. That was her. And her whole mantra was tax the rich, eat the rich. There shouldn't be wealthy people. People should not have more than anyone else. You know, she was really into like equality in every way, shape or form. That was her whole thing. You know, and like, ew, rich people, like a lot of her songs, a lot of what she did was like about how much she really hates rich people, which is why she's supporting Bernie Sanders, because it's about all of us, you know, basically like
not being rich.
Socialism.
Yeah.
You know, she's sort of into socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the election's over. So she posts a video on TikTok today that everybody is just dragging her left and right because she is in this video showing us her brand new $2 million apartment. This is the eat the rich girl. This is the one that like hates rich people and thinks that we should all. Yeah. So now she's showing us her kitchen.
Mm.
And the kitchen has like an island and an espresso machine and the, you know, all the accoutrement, everything you could possibly want, like the KitchenAid.
I have a big old island, which I've never had an island before, so this is really awesome. We have the chairs, so I don't have to actually buy a table to eat on. We have
23
fridge, which I think that's pretty fancy, a wine fridge. We don't have wine in there, but it's fancy, so.
Fancy wine fridge. She hates the rich.
Here. I actually don't drink coffee, but like, this is
You know, yeah, the Breville
oven that I burn everything on. We
got $1,000 coffee machine. She doesn't drink coffee.
That holds food. This is like
really
Stewart vibes. Like, I think only people that are like Martha Stewart's will find this very pleasing. Like, there's a lot of storage. That's important. And the whole kitchen is controlled via iPad.
Okay, the whole kitchen's controlled via iPad, which,
but
you know,
would be cool if it was.
Poor people have this, right? This is
safe for the kitchen.
If I go up to the Bronx, I'll see this everywhere, right?
Of the house, of course. We're gonna pass by our little walking area here, living room area.
Right.
This is my walking area. Nest over here. He's
I had a beanbag like that.
He's not normally here.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah.
A couch will be here soon. We have a beanbag.
That was your beanbag, actually.
Yeah, I threw that away in New York. She probably got it out of the trash.
She probably did. I think that was yours.
That's our username.
You don't want to lay on that. Trust me, you don't want to be near that.
This is Nick's room. We lift
your screen. Oh, of course, there's a commercial now.
All right. So we'll let the commercial. I don't know what the commercial's for. But it's going to play after. Why did they do that to us?
I don't know. She's taking forever to tell us the stories. That's why they put a commercial in, because it's taking forever.
Oh, because she's taking too long?
Yeah.
Hi there. Unfortunately, I cannot show you Nick's room because he has top secret information in there that is top secret. So I won't be able to show you the top secret room today, but I'll show you guys next time.
Is that a nail chair?
Yeah, she has like her own personal nail chair. Here she goes walking through her apartment.
My bedroom. All right.
That's how every woman needs to dress, by the way.
She looks like a cheerleader.
Exactly. You should only wear that.
There's laundry in here, so
you can take that out and fold that, by the way.
Here's how some of her critics reacted. Wait. Acts like a socialist but brags like a capitalist. Literally the tax the rich Bernie girl from last year. Money changes you quick. Someone else said, it's always tax the rich up until you start making your own money. Somebody else said, let's see. People say tax the rich in reply to this tweet have no fundamental understanding of what they're saying. She is wealthy and yet still expects herself and the rich to be taxed higher. If they aren't, then she's allowed to spend her money any way, which way she pleases. That's somebody defending her, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, she's anti-capitalism until she actually had a lot of money. And then suddenly she's like, look at all these things I have.